solar panels for diverse climatic conditions, from rainfall to warm weather. Solar panels are installed in farms, on rooftops of residential buildings and industrial plants, and in other facilities. They are used to power artificial plants, cans, stadiums, and even planes. New technologies such as cell phone charging systems and voltaic home systems generate electricity at affordable prices. They charge during the day, and households enjoy hours of light at night. Today, panels generate more electricity and heat than they use. Practical uses. Sun-powered devices are used to charge small appliances. They generate electricity that is used for heating, cooking, lighting, disinfection, distillation, and other processes. This is an alternative energy solution that is used to run household appliances. Types of PV manufacturers offer multicrystalline and monocrystalline panels. The latter are more efficient than the former. Multicrystalline technologies offer better input during cloudy days. Choosing a PV, there are many factors to consider, including surface area, temperature dependence, efficiency, ruggedness, as well as exposure to dark and high temperature environments. Air density, smog, cloudy cover, and snowfall affect the performance and efficiency of solar panels. Wind, fog frequency, and sunlight are other factors. Strong winds may damage the equipment while smog affects performance. Some areas such as mountains and hills receive more sunlight while cloudy areas and those at sea level don't have the same exposure to sunlight. Some technologies can handle abuse due to humanitarian missions, strong winds, and other unexpected circumstances. Panels that contain stainless steel are better at handling inclement weather. Other PVs are more flexible and lightweight and include a plastic substrate. Watts, conversion efficiency, and the temperature coefficient are also important factors. Conversion efficiency shows how the system converts sunlight into electricity. It is an indicator that determines the amount of energy that the photovoltaic generates. The temperature coefficient is another factor that determines efficiency. For example, you can see a coefficient of -0.46%, which means that for each degree over 77 degrees Fahrenheit, 25 degrees Celsius, the power of the photovoltaic decreases by 0.46%. Thus, on a sunny day in the winter, fall, or spring, when the temperature is below 77 degrees Fahrenheit, the system will produce more electricity. Periods with temperatures above and below 77 degrees Fahrenheit balance each other in countries with cold climates. Heat loss is a more serious problem in countries that are close to the equator. When choosing a photovoltaic system, consider the manufacturer and whether it is medium or small scale, large, or assembler only. The latter assemble panels and comprise the majority of new businesses. Small-scale and medium companies use human production lines as well as robotic processes. Unlike them, large companies use advanced and innovative technologies and invest in research and development. Note that the warranty will be valid as long as the company is in business. For this reason, it is best to choose a well-established company over a low-cost brand. Another option is to go with an assembler that works for a large company. Factors that determine the cost of photovoltaics. Obviously, size is one factor that increases the cost. The larger the panel, the more it costs. Government programs, tax incentives, and rebates offered by utility companies reduce the cost while installing a photovoltaic system increases the value of your home. Manufacturers compete for a market share which drives the price down. Prices continue to fall because the demand for alternative sources of energy increases. Generally, the cost of photovoltaics is determined by their useful life, durability, materials used, and brand. Check the warranty period to find out whether the product has a long useful life. Longevity increases the price but makes panels more cost-effective. At the same time, some panels are affordable but may not qualify for tax incentives and government rebates. Maintenance. Solar panels should be kept clean to ensure that the system works properly. They are exposed to rain, dust, wind, snow, and direct sunlight. Dust, sand, bird droppings, and pollen accumulate quickly. Regular cleaning is important so that photovoltaics produce at full capacity. The output decreases by up to 15% when the panels are dirty. Regular upkeep helps homeowners to extend the useful life of the system and ensures that the warranty will be honored. There are two ways to clean the panels. One is to use an automated cleaner, especially if you live in an area with a lot of smog, pollution, and dirt. You can also wash them during the evening or early morning. You can also use the services of a company that offers upgrades, repair works, maintenance, and installation services. Many companies offer PV servicing, roof vent repairs, and repairs and upgrades of microgeneration technologies. They identify and handle problems such as leaf and debris buildup, scaling, shading, and many others.